Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, you're listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast with me, Mark Blunden. Here's what's happening today in the world of tech and science for Friday, the 20th of November. First, it's been revealed that Instagram removed more than 80% less graphic content about suicide and self-harm between April and June this year than in the previous quarter, after COVID restrictions meant most of its content moderators were sent home. Figures published yesterday showed as restrictions were lifted and moderators started to go back to work, the number of removals went back to pre-COVID levels. British child protection charity the NSPCC said the reduction in takedowns had exposed young users to even greater risk of avoidable harm during the pandemic. Facebook responded that it prioritised the removal of the most harmful content. It came as more than 200 Facebook staff signed an open letter to boss Mark Zuckerberg saying they were being forced back to the office, which they said was unsafe. For confidential support, call Samaritans on 116 123 or email joe@samaritans.org.
You think you can beat the
team? Did you manage to get one? Did you spend all night furiously bashing those buttons in a trance playing the new Spider-Man like tech reviewer Gadgets Boy?
So Spider-Man Miles Morales, for me, was actually an amazing launch game to have. It's enjoyable to play. I like the storyline. There's a lot of dynamic areas to the game, so you don't get bored easily. You do see some really good detailed level of graphics. So it's got something called ray tracing, which means basically you can see better reflections and like shadows, etc.
He was talking to the Evening Standard's Leader podcast on the launch of the PS5, but not everyone's been so lucky. Many customers trying to get hold of one were left disappointed after online retailers sold out of the console. In an email to customers, game-blamed courier Yodel, which has strenuously denied being at fault for some of the pre-ordered consoles not being delivered on launch day. Curry's PC World was forced to implement a virtual queuing system which grew to 150,000 long, but it had sold out of the PS5 by lunchtime yesterday, which led some gamers to pay nearly double the retail price on eBay. The US launch took place last week, and while the PS5 was released in the UK on Thursday, lockdown has meant that people cannot purchase one in physical stores. Now, would you believe it? Yes, in 2020 there are still plenty of people using 123456, I love you, and even password as their password. It's time to review your security, as these are so easy to hack, and new research by NordPass reveals people are still choosing super simple security logins. Of the worst 200 passwords found by NordPass, 123456 was the most commonly used of 2020, with more than 2.5 million people still using it. To put this into perspective, the company says such simple password combinations take less than a second to crack. They advise not to use dictionary words and suggest changing your password every 90 days with a mix of upper and lowercase letters, and creating different passwords for each of your accounts. Millions of people worldwide live near to minefields, with children even having to walk to school through them. Now, the Mines Advisory Group charity is using Facebook to alert people in communities impacted by the dangers posed by unexploded ordnance near to their homes. Here's Robin Toll, digital coordinator at MAG.
We will work with local artists in each of the four countries, Iraq, Lebanon, Somalia, and Vietnam. So we'll work with local people there to develop engaging videos, content, pop songs, whatever else it might work out as, that is reflective of the local community and resonates with them.
The social media campaign comes amid a fresh spike in mines being laid in war zones, as well as the ongoing battle to remove historic but still deadly devices left from conflicts such as the Vietnam War.
If you're enjoying Tech and Science Daily, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are 6 chances to win the competition, including 2 top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
With COVID lockdowns causing increased isolation, it can be even harder for those worried about loved ones living with dementia. But researchers are working on new ways to help people live more independently, while also keeping a watchful eye for problems such as leaving the cooker on or having a fall. Hannah Churchill, a researcher at Britain's Alzheimer's Society, explains how they're working with the UK Dementia Research Institute on a project placing discrete high-tech sensors around the home.
But you can also use it to remind people of memories as well. So if you scan a picture, you'll have a video which pops up and tells you who's in that picture, what happened on that day, how you felt, what the event was.
Came as a study by Liverpool's John Moores University, funded by Smart Energy GB, showed that electricity meters could in the future help sense if a person's usual routine has changed, alerting their caregiver to problems. And finally, the majestic breach of the blue whale is once more being seen around the islands of South Georgia in the South Atlantic Ocean. Scientists from the British Antarctic Survey reported spotting 58 of the world's biggest mammals in the chilly waters this year. Here's Jennifer Jackson, polar marine biologist for the British Antarctic Survey.
Over 55 blue whales were seen, and that includes mothers and calves. It's a really exciting finding. We think that this area is now becoming an important place for Antarctic blue whales again, nearly 100 years after they were heavily hunted.
The marine giants had been decimated in their thousands in the early 20th century by hunters using grenade-tipped harpoons. You are up to date. We'll be back on Monday at 1 p.m. Please do subscribe and make sure you don't miss out. And also come back at 4 p.m. today for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news from the Evening Standard's newsroom in London. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and have a lovely weekend.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.